My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. And the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app all across the country. You can take us on the go. You can use the rewind feature. Download that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline is Joe Theismann, Super Bowl winning quarterback, Redskins legend. And Joe's a golfer, and EB during the break was lamenting about his putter and his chipping.
I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, you have any tips for what EB, kind, Joe?
How many swings have you taken? Like, Eric has taken like practice to another level in the last 9 months.
Joe, as my kids are getting older, you know, the last 20 years I've just been an occasional golfer. So the last year I've decided I'm going to rededicate myself. I'm going to really get my handicap down.
Good.
But I think I've got 9,000 shots at home with my little, you know, backyard mat, net, and simulator thingy. A bunch of, you know, whatever. Grinded the golf course. And I think my handicap's gone down 2 strokes, okay? Which is embarrassing because I've gone from 13 to 11. Whatever. I can't chip. I can't putt. I'm infuriated by it. I'm going to go today without even, I'm not even going to try it. I'm just going to buy a lab putter. I know which one I want. I'm buying it. I can't miss any more 4-footers.
Putting is all about confidence.
I got none.
If you have something in your hand that you believe will give you a degree of confidence.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Rory proved, you know, like a few tournaments back, we saw Rory miss 2 3-footers. I mean, you know, just look at it this way. Rory McIlroy missed the same length that you miss. How's that for an analogy?
Yeah. Well, I think even the pros from 8 feet are 50%.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I know.
It's not easy, but but I agree. It's so darn frustrating. It's like, I should be able to make, that's what your head's telling you. I should be able to make this. Mm-hmm. I've made it before. And then you miss it. And then the problem starts, because then you start to analyze everything. See, that's the thing about golf. You think of every other sport, you react to it. In golf, you hit a shot, and for the next 3 or 4 minutes, you either walk or ride and think about all the things that you did bad.
Right. Yeah. It's so true. It is the most humbling sport of all. Look, I've played it for almost 40 years now, and I'm still very mediocre. It is so I can hit a great shot, and the very next one, hosel rocket right off, you know what I mean? Kill somebody on the next tee.
And then you're afraid to take the club back.
Yeah, then you don't know what to do.
Then you stand there and you wish you had a pool cue in your hand. It'd be a lot easier to hit the ball.
You didn't know this was going to be a golf psychology segment, did you,
Sorry.
Joe?
I love it. I love it.
You played in the celebrity tournaments, right, Joe?
Oh, you played that Tahoe thing a lot.
I came back out of Lake Tahoe. I was just in Lake Tahoe.
Are you nervous when you get – are you still nervous when you go on the first tee?
Yeah. Yeah, I still get a little bit of small bit of anxiety. I mean, I don't – you know, to me, getting nervous only means that you care about what you're doing. It's like before I do a presentation or a speech, you know, there's – you know, not that I don't think I know what I'm doing, but the fact is I want to do a good job for the people that brought me there. And when you step in front, when you play golf with the guys or gals, it's a different story because, you know, everybody's joking and laughing and you're sort of relaxed a little bit. But then all of a sudden you get into competition like the American Century Investment Tournament and you've got, 10,000-12,000 people standing there watching you try and hit a golf ball. And then you get to the 17th tee where you've got boats lined up. You've got music playing, you know, you're trying to hit a golf shot, somebody's shooting a basket, somebody's throwing a football around.
Right.
You know, but yet in golf, this is the funny part. I think in Pasadena, we had over 100,000 people for the Super Bowl in that stadium. Mm. But yet you get on a golf course, everybody goes, shh, quiet. You know, and I'm talking about, you know, us athletes that have played in front of tons and tons of people. And all of a sudden, you know, and you turn around, you give somebody a glare like, how dare you speak when I'm trying to hit a golf ball? But yeah, you can boo the crap out of me when I'm in Giant Stadium and it doesn't bother me one bit. So.
I feel like I need to go to that Lake Tahoe, Joe. It looks very beautiful when I see it on
TV. You have to come out. It's magnificent. American Century does a fabulous job. A little quick story about that company. American Century Investments gives away 40% of its net profits to the Sauer Institute in Kansas City for research on disease.
That's impressive.
It's just an incredibly benevolent company.
Mm. All right, so let's get,
that's a lot.
That is a lot.
I
do like 35.
That's a big chunk.
I mean, I figured it was right around your range. I wasn't quite sure exactly where.
Yeah, it sounds
so. Joe,
right in line.
I'm sure you didn't really see much of the Commanders Jets controlled scrimmage or whatever the hell they call it.
Mud Bowl.
Yeah, they only showed a few minutes of it. The reports were kind of mediocre. I guess I'm trying not to get too crazy about it. Everyone is raving about Jaden, though. I mean, my God. And I'm so excited. I agree with everything coming out. It's getting to the point where even though it's so positive, you're starting to think, well, it must be true. I mean, this kid, I think we finally got somebody, Joe.
I agree. I've had a chance to be around him. I've watched him practice. He checks every box that you want for a young man to play that position. I mean, first, you know, I talked about this the other day to somebody, it was the absolute must choice for the Commanders to get him with that pick. Nothing else would have satisfied the fans. Absolutely nothing else would have satisfied the fans. Mm-hmm. Totally understand that. And then you watch his work ethic, and then you talk to the coaches, and you see how he applies himself. And just his demeanor is very, very even keeled. I mean, all the things that you're looking for is special in that regard. And that's why he was drafted where he was. That's why he was a Heisman Trophy winner. What? And I like the fact that he was at Arizona State, then transferred to LSU. Now, it's two different kinds of offenses. Mm-hmm. Now he comes into the pros. It's another offense, but yet he's already gone through offensive changes. So he's a little bit ahead of the curve instead of somebody that might have been someplace for a number of years.
What about his arm talent do you like? Because we know he's an exceptional athlete. We're hearing that he's great at processing. He's big into studying. He's into virtual reality. He gets up at 5:30 in the morning, whatever. He's had a quarterback coach since he was, 10, 11 years old. What jumps out at you when you see him throwing the football?
I always look at how smooth the delivery is. Mm-hmm. Is it labored? Is there a herky-jerky movement to it? He's got a great smooth release. And to me, that means that you're processing what you see. You know, obviously, when the games start, and we'll get a better idea tomorrow night, with the limited amount I'm sure he's going to play, but at least he'll get under center and, communicate to the huddle exactly what needs to be done. Those are the little things that have to get, the boxes have to get checked. It'll be a little bit like a regular season game just because somebody else is on the other side and live action. But he gets the ball out of his hands and he processes very well. And he's smart. To me, I got my fingers crossed that we've got another C.J. Stroud.
Mm.
A young man that has athleticism but doesn't place that above his ability to throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing the football is number one. Making plays with your legs is number two. Now, how do you find a balance? Because, I was that run around kind of quarterback. Mm-hmm. So where do you find the balance to be able to stay disciplined enough in a pocket to do what you need to do, or when things flash, you take off? Now, in college, you know, let's face it, in college, when he lined up and played anybody, he was probably, you know, the first or second best athlete on the field. Well, at LSU, was a little bit different because he had some really good receivers, too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're in that group that really are better athletes. That's not the case at this level. This level, you have to play with your head. You have to be smart. You have to protect yourself. Somebody asked me the other day, what are you expecting to see from Jaden? I want to see him play 17 football games and hopefully more. Mm-hmm. But I want to see him line up every week so that he can practice and play and get better, because that's the only way you get better. You can't go out like Anthony Richardson, for example. Basically, this is his rookie season again. Mm-hmm. He foundationally is starting over. He doesn't have any film of himself to sit and study and say, okay, I need to do this better. I shouldn't have put the ball there. I think studying what you're doing is important because you know what you're thinking when you're studying the film. There's a difference between looking at film and studying film, too.
Joe, how much further along is Jaden as a passer than RG3 was as a rookie at this same spot?
I think he's a little bit further ahead. You know, RG is a great athlete, and I think it was something that they were going to work on a little bit. His delivery was a little bit different. You know, and you can have different deliveries. And RG got the ball out of his hand very well. But I think Jaden is, you know, I think he's a little bit ahead of where RG was as far as throwing the football goes.
Could you let me ask you a question? This is maybe weird, but I was just thinking of it as you were talking. And, you know, whenever we have Joe T on, it's always such a thrill because that's really the heyday of my, you know, fandom. And for many of us, right, the 80s and 82, 83 team. We all know the 83 team better than the 82 team. I don't know if Joe admit it, but, I mean, come on. That 83 team was ridiculous. Could you, Joe, if you were in your peak of your powers right now, you're 25 years old, could Joe T win with the talent that we have on offense?
I think so. I think so.
If you were the guy.
I think our wide receiving core matches up well around the league. I think our running backs match well up around the league. The one thing that I had going for me was the fact that I had a tremendous offensive line.
Right.
And I think the whole game starts on offense with those five guys up front. Now, are our guys going to be able to mesh? I mean, I just went through the roster last night again, just out of curiosity, because mm-hmm. I knew I'd be talking to you guys. But, you know, as I look at the roster on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, we potentially could start 11 different players than started last year in mm-hmm. the opener. So there is that growing period where you get to know one another. You know, Terry and that group, the wide receivers, the running backs, you know, they're there. They understand that. They pick it up quick. But the offensive line is where there's a tremendous amount of communication people don't really understand. And I always look at this, guys. At the end of the year, you look at the five guys that have been together the most up front, and they're probably going to be competing in a championship game or even a Super Bowl. You know, Kansas City was that way. Philadelphia was that way. In the years that New England was doing what they were doing, they were that way. If we can keep everybody healthy up front and they grow together, we'll be in good shape.
Are you alarmed by some of the reports that, like, Forbes is still struggling and that sort of thing, like secondary issues? Seems like the pass rush is going to be there defensively. What are sort of your thoughts on our defense?
You've got different positions. I mean, you look, Bobby Wagner's going to be there. Luvu's there. You know, Dante Fowler Jr. I mean, you're looking at they're your linebackers. They weren't there last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you've got coordination to be able to put together and make sure that everybody is properly communicating. You know, 4 foot on what, 17 pounds, I think I read. You put some weight on. That's a big change. I mean, you know, I know you put on 10 or 15 pounds, you're a different person. Mm-hmm. Your speed is different. Your quickness is different. So I think he's adjusting to what he really is going to be as a player goes. And you know, they made some moves in the secondary. And they'll find the right combination they want. He'll get a chance. And now the question is, are you up to the challenge to be able to do the job that they're asking you to do?
Joe, the Olympics are going on right now, and I think I remembered. Were you in Superstars back in the day?
Yeah, I competed. I competed in the Superstars.
So Superstars, for those that don't know, it was a competition where they would take athletes from different sports.
Right.
And what I remember was the obstacle course at the end.
So great.
And you would maybe pick 6 or 7 events. Can you remember your experience there? Because I was just thinking, like, you were a great athlete. Don't know if you would have been able to compete in any Olympic sports, but what about the superstars? What did you compete in? Did you do bowling?
I can answer that question for you. No, I would not have been able to compete at an Olympic level. But there was the, you know, you had the quarter mile run, you had a 100-yard dash, there was rowing, there was bowling, there was the obstacle course. I mean, I trained, you know, once I got finished with football and I knew I was going to be a part of the competition, I would start training. I would start running. I would start riding. You had biking. We had, you know, six or seven different things. They didn't have golf at that time. Probably wouldn't have won that anyway. But, you know, they had different events that really challenged you. The obstacle course was the toughest. I mean, I'm trying to remember who it was. One of the guys built an obstacle course in his backyard because you got to remember the dollars today are so different than the dollars were 30, 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. So if you could make $25,000 in this competition, that's a lot of money,
right?
You know, and relatively speaking, that's a lot of money today. But I mean, compared to where we are, so yeah, guys would train. I mean, guys and gals would train. I mean, it was a real, you know, it was something that was fun. It kept you in shape. I'll guarantee you that.
Right. What was your best event?
I think the quarter mile, I probably finished pretty well running. I could always run. You know, I ran for my life for so many years, but I could always run. And that was the one that I felt like I tried to out endure people.
Right.
Endurance was something. It's like I used to compete and play racquetball.
Right.
I might lose the first game, but you're going to be darn tired by the time we get to the third.
Right.
Looks like you lost to Charles White in the end.
Yeah. Well,
a former USC running back.
Yeah, if I lost to Charles White back in the end, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I punched something up. For some reason, I remembered you doing Superstars, and it says, I mean, something came up, 1980 men's final. Looks like Joe Theismann won $8,400.
Nice.
Nice score.
You finished behind Charles White, Russ Francis.
Oh, he was great.
Phil Garner, the baseball player, and then Joe T.
Right. Yeah. It was, you know, it's like the American Century Golf Tournament. You get to meet so many people that you watched on television and you really didn't know. And then in that competition, you really got to know them as individuals and appreciated all of them.
Do they ever have do women participate in the golf thing there in Tahoe?
Yes.
Are they celebrities or are they
Dylan,
like athletes?
Dylan Dreyer. Dylan was there. Catherine Tappan. Annika finished, I think, second or third this year, Sorenstam.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I always, when Annika's on the range, I show up for breakfast. I have breakfast early, and I look for where Annika's standing. And then I go try and stand right next to her and try and watch the way she hits a golf ball, the precision that she has, her study habits. I mean, she's incredible. She absolutely is incredible. And a fantastic person, too.
Right. All right, Joe. Well, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll get
always
you on during the season.
Always great catching up with you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, pal.
Thank you, Joe.
And should EB get the lab putter?
I'm getting the lab putter.
What's the verdict?
Go get it, EB. Go get it.
Life is short, EB.
I bet you know, are you a Scotty Cameron guy, Joe?
Actually, I'm a mallet guy. I'm a TaylorMade mallet guy.
TaylorMade.
Oh, mallet.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Nice. You haven't been intrigued by the lab putter?
I have been intrigued by it. Yes, I have.
Not to the point of buying it.
No,
I have about 35 in my garage, and I haven't added that one yet to the repertoire.
It is a big expense. Yeah,
the face doesn't rotate, Joe.
Yeah.
No, that's what they say.
Until I get it in my hands. All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. All right. For those that are
he probably
not
paid for any of his putters.
For those that are not indoctrinated, what is the difference between the lab putter? I kind of know what the mallet putter
is. Here comes
the
golf nerdery.
No, a mallet is just like what the head looks like. They have blades, you know, and they have mallets.
Do you know what lab stands for?
No.
Lie, angle, balance. And so
the face doesn't rotate.
It just stays totally square. Yeah, like totally you really square. Have to be an idiot to
whoopie-doo.
You just got to read the line. Just hit the line. Go in.
Yeah.
And you know the weird thing is that one of the lab putters, it looks like the print symbol.
Okay,
it's very.
That's the one I'm gonna.
It's very obnoxious looking.
Yeah, the new one though is a little smaller, and they say it's not as obnoxious.
The artist formerly.
I wouldn't care. It could be a huge giant sex toy. I don't care. Anything to make putts. Anything. It's all that matters.
Putting's important.
I could slap it around close enough. Some sort of wedge game because my chipping is... I think I have the chipping yips. I do. He's a practice.
Sounds to me like, and I heard Valdez say this, you need a sports psychologist.
Yeah. No, I practice, and then the pressure comes on, and then I just chilly it or I skull it.
You got to just remember the pressure. What's the pressure?
Practice.
What is the pressure, though?
My own self-imposed pressure. Right. My own.
You got to be able to release that and play free.
I can't in all the other shots. It's actually not true. I actually am miserable over every shot.
That's golf generally. All right, got to take a break. We'll open up EB's entertainment page next here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time now for EB's entertainment page. It's sponsored, of course.
Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but... my guy, Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax, says no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% on most X Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Love my X5. It's silly. I can't believe I already have 20,000 miles on it. That's a lot.
I can't. You drive here all the time. And I know, you're driving all over creation.
I haven't had that thing that long. I mean, I don't know, 8 or 9 months. I don't know. Putting a lot of miles on it, man.
Yeah.
And then that's my trips are going to start in a couple weeks.
Fire it back up.
Every weekend.
You're traveling, man.
Every weekend. All right, a lot going on. First of all, Cakes, it looks like Blake Shelton, you know, he gave up on The Voice, or, you know, taking time off, whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
But
a hiatus, if you will.
He's not going to stop making money. He's hit another mother load. He's announced a Las Vegas residency.
Ah, the dream.
At Caesar's Palace starting in 2025. Blake Shelton is headed to Sin City. He says it's been swirling for years now. If you're going to have a stake in Vegas, you got to do a residency.
Financial terms?
I don't know. I don't know yet, but you got to imagine it's a lot.
Oh, I'm sure it's a boatload of cash.
I don't know how. What do you think he would get for a year? Like 20? I don't know. Do one or two a week?
Probably depends on how many shows he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, probably pocketing $100 million, something like that.
Yeah, just another $100
million. Yeah. I mean, and then 20 years from now, he'll sell his catalog to like Sony Music for like $400 million.
You know, yeah, of course. Yeah,
I mean, you're scoffing at me, Valdez. You think that's not going to happen?
I mean, he'll sell his catalog, but $400, that's
$200 million?
It'll be a lot.
I mean, it's going to be a lot of money.
I know I was in Vegas, and it's
I know these
for Blake Shelton's catalog.
Maybe. He's got a lot of hits, dude. You'll be stunned. Not be a huge Blake Shelton
price,
guy.
Price, Valdez. Should know this. You're one of the yes, no men. You're usually up on these sorts of financial terms.
I don't know if I was Sony, I'd advise them to purchase that catalog for $200 million.
Probably not.
Cakes, I was there the 500th time in Vegas, and it's stunning. You still have the Penn & Teller.
Yeah,
Blue Man Group.
They're just grinding.
Chris Angel.
Yep.
Carrot. The same
Carrot
clowns.
Tom. Yep.
I think the ventriloquist is still doing his thing.
Let me ask you.
It's the same guy.
I'm going to ask you. This is a very simple question.
Yeah.
If you had a machine in your house that when you walked up to it, all it did is spit out $100 bills,
right,
nonstop. Would you stop it from spitting out $100 bills?
Yeah. I know, but
he's wondering why people are still going.
Well,
but
who's still going to see the Blue Man Group?
A lot of people have never seen
them. Vegas is bringing in tourists all over the world.
I've never seen them.
But the Blue Man Group
was
popular 20 years ago.
They're still popular,
it's
obviously
a brand.
I know, but you're a loser if you go see the Blue Man Group in 2024.
I generally agree with you, but you know who's a loser if you
see Penn & Teller at this point.
You know who's not losers? The guys painting themselves blue and taking all that money to the bank.
It's just I can't remember what the show was, but I got an ad from the Kennedy Center. Mm-hmm. For some reason. Probably was still in my mom's name, right? So it's in Kennedy Center. Look at it. And there was some show that's been going for like 20 years there.
Yeah. It's probably like Sheer Madness.
Wasn't Sheer Madness. it was something like West Side Story or who knows.
Thanks. We should get a rival group together called the Red Man Group.
Red Man Group. Let's do it.
You just better hope the real Red Man doesn't sue you.
And then undercut him.
That's true. You know what? Let's have a meeting.
I don't even know.
Well, that's like the that's
they do? They beat on
that's like the fake the fake
that's
Chippendales,
the
right?
Yeah.
Hey, the Thunder from Down Under.
Yes, the fake Chippendales.
The Excalibur. Mm.
I think that's still where they are.
Yes, the Excalibur, JP. Have you never heard my joke? You get enjoy your turkey leg and watch the Thunder from Down Under Mail Review. It's all the Excalibur. Dirtiest poker chips in all the land.
Hmm. I remember that part. I don't remember you really remembering the Thunder from Down Under.
On that boat we were on in St. Louis.
That was the seediest casino I've ever been in my life by a wide stretch.
That was
by a
so
wide
dirty.
Margin.
And then remember when we got a cab, we were lucky to get a cab. The cabbie said to us, what are you guys doing here? This is basically where you go to die.
Right.
We were in the worst part of St. Louis.
People get robbed coming out of here all the time. And we're like, we're dumb tourists. How would we know that?
But do they have a good 1-2 game?
And it was literally on the oldest, most rickety riverboat you've ever stepped foot on.
Right.
I'm surprised we're still alive.
Such dirty chips. And then we went to the Harrah's. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember the Harrah's.
And I got setted over set and lost 500. And I was so bad. I was playing so well.
Yeah.
And I think I had a set of nines. The other guy had a set of queens. And I got it all in. I thought I was going to hoover all those chips.
Sure.
He took all mine.
Yeah.
And I had to walk ashamed. Walk out of there. So bad. I'll never forget that hand.
I think that was the first time I played live poker.
It was inconceivable to me that I was losing that hand.
You could get set over set it?
I was still young in my poker career. and he just hoovered all my chips.
He had the nizzot.
And I just, walk of shame.
Did you tap the felt and say good hand and get up? Or no, just storm out of there like Hellmuth?
No, I flipped my cards over like I was a big fat one. Yeah. And it took me a few seconds to process. Wait a second, he's got me.
Yeah.
He had three queens. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It reminds me of a time when Amy Allville was watching poker on YouTube where a guy had a similar instance where he was in a hand with a woman and she had the stone cold nuts on him.
Right.
He flips his hand over at the end. He goes over, starts celebrating with his rail, and he's an Australian dude. And the rail's like, hey, you lost, mate. You lost the hand. And he has to walk back over to the table and look down at the middle of the table and realize he's got a big losing hand. Kind of like you did back in the day.
It was a big loser. Yeah. I don't understand this. Speaking of casinos.
This is my favorite EP ever.
Nelly was arrested early Wednesday in Maryland Heights. Now, that's not here in Maryland. That's in Missouri.
That's where the casino was that we went to.
The Harris?
Yes.
So he was at that Harris.
Yes.
For apparently having no proof of car insurance.
Hold on, you get arrested for that?
I don't even quite understand this, but he was taken into custody, shocker, at 4:45 in the morning.
I saw him getting popped for ecstasy possession.
Yeah, they had it led to a drug possession charge.
Okay. That makes sense.
I don't know. Maybe something looked shady. They looked for warrants. There was something from 2018 that he was wanted for.
Yeah.
And then I guess they also found drugs on him.
He also hit a 50K jackpot.
He did?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's a life eater.
Travis Scott, this is big news, arrested in Paris after allegedly assaulting a hotel security guard. Mm. He's in Paris for the Olympics. He saw the men's basketball team win on Thursday, and now he's been arrested following an alleged fight involving a security guard and his own bodyguard at a luxury hotel.
Are you here to see our greatest national treasure? His name is Bilal Coulibaly. Play basketball against America.
So I guess maybe the security guard, I guess it sounds like Travis Scott was arguing with his bodyguard. Security got involved, okay. And then he started assaulting the security guard.
Sounds wild.
What a poop show. Speaking of a poop show.
I thought the Olympics were supposed to bring people together.
No, I guess
supposed
not.
Supposed to unite people, unite different cultures.
Speaking of,
I guess not.
Poop shows, cakes. The Bennifer poop show, Bennifer 2.0, continues. The story today is how much J-Lo's inner circle hates Ben.
Okay.
They say,
I want to hear the details.
Nobody
here.
except Jen's mother likes Ben Affleck.
Okay.
One source told the outlet. He's a AAA blank hole. you know what I'm saying.
I know what the first three letters are there.
Yeah. They just don't like him. Hmm. So, and they're infuriated and feel terrible. She, they say, is just livid because she would have never imagined that this was only going to last less than 2 years. Mm.
Is the mom upset that he flamed out as a hockey player and had to resort to robbing banks in Boston? It's part of the town.
Yeah, I know. I don't even remember him bombing out as a hockey player.
No,
I don't remember
part of
that
his backstory.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
He fought his own teammates. You don't remember all this?
He fixed the rink with all that bank money.
That's right.
All that Fenway Park money.
Yeah. Did the money in the garden?
Cakes.
Yeah. Anybody remember this?
It's Tangerine, Florida.
Yeah. Has his new show started?
New show.
The heist movie. Oh, it's not Ben Affleck. It's Casey Affleck.
It's Casey and Matt Damon.
Damon.
I think it debuts tonight. I think tonight is the night. Or last night. It's recent.
Cakes.
The Instigators, I believe, is the name of it on Apple Plus TV.
Do you know what? this is a new one to me. I know of a DWI. I know a DUI. What's an OWI?
OWI. I don't know.
Former University of Michigan star Denard Robinson was passed out behind the wheel.
Shoelaces?
After cops say crashed into a street sign before he was arrested for OWI earlier this year.
Operating a vehicle while intoxicated.
Maybe that's
it. I don't know.
Operating while intoxicated.
Operating while intoxicated.
You're correct.
Yeah. Smash it. If you're passed out behind the wheel.
He was a really good college player.
If you're passed out, here's the key.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not advocating this, of
course. Taking the keys out.
Keys can't be in the ignition.
Right.
If you pass out somehow, as you're passing out, you pull the... Now, who has keys that still go in the ignition? Would be my... right? Like, not, most cars don't...
Everybody's got a button now,
You got a key fob. It's your workaround. But the car is still running.
You can't have the car running.
That's probably the when you get busted.
Right.
So as you're like passing that was... out, have your index finger... Turn the car off.
I always felt like that was a made-up story, but you're probably right. People would say, yeah, just pull over and put your keys in the passenger seat.
Wasn't that the Bruce Smith bit? Bruce Smith, like, passed out at some point, and the car is still running.
So you can't prove that he drove the car?
No, they could prove it, because the key was still in the ignition.
Oh, no, I'm saying if it's not running...
If it's not running, I think you have a workaround.
I don't know.
Again,
it's
grasping.
So shady.
I've never been in this situation.
Right, I'm telling you, it sounds like an old wives' tale.
This situation happened to my buddy. I think I can tell this story. My buddy Joe P. So last year.
Yeah, you can tell it. He'd be go ahead.
When
we're good.
When Maris made the NCAA tournament, right? We played Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Delaware, they thumped us
pretty
good.
We're going to beat that blue head ass.
I wish. They beat us pretty good. Mm-hmm. Steve got a goal, though.
Right.
Siced. Afterwards, we all tailgate. Everyone's kind of lamenting the end of the season.
Yeah.
For Joe P, it was his son's last game ever. And so we're all drinking.
Yeah. Pull one out for JoJo.
He had his daughter driving back to his hotel. He and his wife back to the hotel that they had reserved for the night. And then they were going to go drive home to Long Island.
Yeah.
When he got back to the hotel to check in, they said they gave away his room.
Oh, that can't sit well.
And they said that there was a flood or something. And Joe P said, yeah, show me the water.
Yeah, there's going to be a flood of overhand rights if you don't give me my room soon.
Exactly. He said, show me the room. I'll stay in it. I don't care. I just need a bed, you know? And they long story short, they got intimidated.
Yeah.
They called the cops. The cops came in, and Joe P's like, I reserved my room.
Right.
I've been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling me I could get a room, a mile away. I can't. Are you going to pay for my ride? Are you going to get my car there? Like, what are you going to do? And the cops just calmly said, look, there's nothing we can do. And so he went back to his car, and he said that he could tell the cops were watching him.
Okay.
And so he said he was drunk. So he said all he had to do, he just had to sit there. The cops sat there with him for 3 hours, and he couldn't turn his car on.
Right.
He just had to sit there, he and his wife, and they slept in the car. And the cops were watching. And eventually, like 3 hours later, the cops left. Then he waited another hour just to make sure they weren't around the corner.
Yeah.
And then they drove off.
Yeah, I heard Cakes did that at an appearance in Arlington a few years back. He had to sleep in his car.
You didn't put your keys in, though, right?
Didn't put them in the ignition.
Right. They were waiting for him to start his car.
I heard he was overserved.
last but not least, Valdez, I know you're a Yellowstone guy, right? There's going to be a sequel series,
Yellow
Madison.
I don't know if you want to see that one, Gates.
You're probably right. Let's pick a different color. Which one? Yeah. Yellow Man.
Oh, that's Brett's
group. I'm going to book in a flight right now. Jenny, I'm gone for at least 2 weeks. Please run sup dogs. Don't run it into the ground. I'll be back.
Michelle Pfeiffer is going to be the lead in the sequel series, Madison. So there you go, Cakes. Entertained you, as always.
Definitely least.
That's the leastiest of the least.
So Yellowstone's a big show. That's going to be their sequel.
I forgot what the sequel is even, too.
Madison.
We're building our comedy pyramid. I forgot the original story.
All right. Got to take a break. Don't go anywhere.
This portion of the Junk's brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. By the way, you're going to switch on your TV tomorrow at noon. You're going to watch Jets Commanders, which is a weird time to watch a preseason game, but that's what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. So here's what I'm looking for tomorrow. It's become painfully obvious that the starting guys are just not going to play much, right?
Right.
We'll be lucky to get one series. I mean, even Drake May took, I think, 3 snaps.
Yeah, he didn't play a lot.
Bryce Young didn't even play.
Right.
Now, they said Jaden's going to start and he's going to play. So I'm thinking now I'm thinking it's going to be like literally one series. What's the point of one series?
Two tops.
I hope
if
he gets
plays
at least
more
two.
Than two series, I will be completely flabbergasted.
Right. Based on that practice, I need to see improvement. So I need to see Honestly, I'm going to keep my eye on Manny Forbes more than I ever would have.
Big spotlight on him.
And
I want, you know what, but I'm really rooting for him to have
a good game. I've been on the record saying I think he's going to be okay.
He's just getting assailed all the time.
I know.
You know what I'd like to see from him? The reason why he was drafted. I'd love to see a splash play.
Jump on a ball. Jump on a ball.
Give us that Mississippi State highlight. I'd rather see it in the regular season. I'd rather see it against Tampa.
I need a moment.
But a moment would do him and the fan base a lot of good.
And you know what? You're going to have to put him on Garrett Wilson. You can't shy away. You got to put him on him. And we got to see what he's got.
Yeah, because at some point, you're not going to be able to give your corners a ton of help.
No,
I mean, you may be able to get a little bit of safety help here and there. But look, these guys live out on islands and are defending one-on-one. That's their job.
I'm going to be watching Jamin. I don't know when he's going to get in there. I want to see him rush the pass. I want to see him make us. I want to see him notice him. I want to notice Jamin
Davis. I want to see him pop.
Yes.
Here's what I need to see. In the very limited time we're going to see Jaden, I need one deep shot. I need one just deep shot to get. Even if it doesn't connect, I want to see that deep ball.
You just want to see it come out of his hands?
Yep. Yeah. I want to see it.
You want to see just how easy everyone says the flick of the wrist.
I don't care if it's Dotson. I don't care if it's Terry. It could be to Diami. I just need a nice, like, 30, 35 yarder.
Did you like that longer one? Did you like that one to Diami that you saw?
Yeah.
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 Looked like a perfect throw, right?
I liked it.
Edge sideline. Like, only Diami could get
like
it. Yeah.
So I apologize for missing half the segment.
Doesn't matter.
It was a gold medal effort in the bathroom.
Oh, really? You're on the podium?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you in the chat?
It was just so outrageously huge.
Yes.
Were you in the Chepe stall? The Chepe Memorial stall?
I was in the far stall.
Dude, I'm telling you. Can I give you a life hack?
No, but to me, honestly, syrup does it for me.
It's the real.
Like, whenever I'm.
You always
have French
pancakes,
toast.
You always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no getting around.
I don't know
it.
How syrup does it, but. I'm telling you, for me, and if you do your research, just magnesium supplementing. I'm having elephant size.
Yes.
Like two or three times. Like literally piles. Like magnesium supplement, it's good for your restless legs, it's good for sleeping, and it's good for duties.
Yeah. I don't know if it's good for your restless leg. Because I was sitting next to you last night, and your leg was very active.
No, that wasn't rest. That was just, I don't know. I'm talking restless legs that I get kicks are like my leg just wanted, not just like shaking my leg.
Oh, your leg was going like a
kick.
It was going like a jackhammer last night.
Yeah, but that's not restless legs. That's just
I've
anxiety.
Seen you do that a million times.
I'm not saying I've never done it.
Have you limited it lately?
He's a podium. He's a gold medal winner.
Yeah, really?
I'm bronze at best.
In my opinion, that's not restless legs. That's just like anxiety and nervous tick.
Well, whatever it was.
Restless legs
are when it was on display last night.
Restless legs are when your leg just like kicks and like you can't.
Yeah, I don't
control
have
it in the evening. Like that's what happens.
I've
with
got
me.
Silly wow. control of my legs.
Hey, yeah, we had a group dinner last night.
The red beet tzatziki's in the toilet.
Yeah, it is.
Beets.
Cakes hates beets.
Beets are horrible. I don't care how you serve them. It's the world's worst vegetable.
I was surprised. I mistakenly scooped it up, and then I liked it a lot and went back for seconds.
Ugh, I'd rather take a bad beet at the poker table than eat a spoonful of that.
It was very good food.
It was very good.
The food overall was great.
By the way, did you like my wine that I brought? You didn't really notice.
I enjoyed the wine.
I'm bitter. I dislike it out of spite because I specifically asked you if we should bring some. You said no, and then you're strolling up to the front door with a bottle of Cab.
Yeah,
you made everyone look bad.
Yeah,
I meant to bring a bottle of Scotty's, but I forgot.
I thought he was going to bring some vodka. Yeah, and I can't come to a house party.
I know, but I specifically asked you yesterday.
But I felt like
all right, we got to get out of here.
I don't know.
Everybody enjoy the game.
I had to look out for
B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
Portion of the Junk's brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. By the way, you're going to switch on your TV tomorrow at noon. You're going to watch Jets Commanders, which is a weird time to watch a preseason game, but that's what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. So here's what I'm looking for tomorrow. It's become painfully obvious that the starting guys are just not going to play much, right?
Right.
We'll be lucky to get one series. I mean, even Drake May took, I think, 3 snaps.
Yeah, he didn't play a lot.
Bryce Young didn't even play. Right. Now, they said Jaden's going to start and he's going to play. So I'm thinking maybe, now I'm thinking it's going to be like literally one series. I don't even know. What's the point of one series?
Two tops.
I hope he gets at least 2.
If he plays more than 2 series, I will be completely flabbergasted.
Right. Based on that practice, I need to see improvement. So I need to see, honestly, I'm going to keep my eye on Manny Forbes more than I ever would have.
Big spotlight on him.
And
I want, you know what, but I'm really rooting for him to have a good game.
I've been on the record saying I think he's going to be okay.
He's just getting assailed all the time.
I know.
You know what I'd like to see from him? The reason why he was drafted. I'd love to see a splash play.
Jump on a ball.
Give us that Mississippi State highlight. I'd rather see it in the regular season. I'd rather see it against Tampa.
I need a moment.
But a moment would do him and the fan base a lot of good.
And you know what? You're going to have to put him on Garrett Wilson. You can't shy away. You got to put him on him. And we got to see what he's got.
Yeah, because at some point, you're not going to be able to give your corners a ton of help.
No,
I mean, you may be able to get a little bit of safety help here and there, but look, these guys live out on islands and are defending one-on-one. That's their job.
I'm going to be watching Jamin. I don't know when he's going to get in there. I want to see him rush the path. I want to see him make us. Notice him. I want to notice.
Yeah,
Jamin.
Want to see him pop?
Yes.
Here's what I need to see. In the very limited time we're going to see Jaden, I need one deep shot. I need one, just deep shot to get. Even if it doesn't connect, I just want to. I want to see that deep ball.
You just want to see it come out of his hands.
Yep. Yeah. I want to see.
You want to see just how easy everyone says the flick of the wrist.
I don't care if it's Dotson. I don't care if it's Terry. It could be to Diami. I just need a nice like 30-35 yarder.
Did you like that longer? Did you like that one to Diami that you saw?
Yeah.
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 Looked like a perfect throw, right?
Like the
edge sideline. Like only Diami could get
it.
Yeah.
So I apologize for missing half the segment.
Doesn't matter.
It was a gold medal effort in the bathroom.
Oh, really? You're on the podium?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you in the chat?
That was
because it was just so outrageously huge.
Yes.
Were you in the Chepe stall? The Chepe Memorial stall?
I was in the far stall.
Dude, I'm telling you. Okay. Can I give you a life hack?
No, but to me, honestly, syrup does it for me.
It's the real.
Like whenever I'm,
you always
we have French
pancakes,
toast.
You always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no getting around.
I don't know
it.
How syrup does it, but. I'm telling you, for me, and if you do your research, just magnesium supplementing. I'm having elephant size.
Yes.
Like 2 or 3 times. Like literally piles. Like magnesium supplement, it's good for your restless legs, it's good for sleeping, and it's good for duties.
Yeah. I don't know if it's good for your restless leg. Because I was sitting next to you last night, and your leg was very active.
No, that wasn't rest. That was just, I don't know. I'm talking restless legs that I get. Cakes are like my legs just want, not just like shaking my leg.
Oh, your leg was going like a
kick.
It was going like a jackhammer last night.
Yeah, but that's not restless legs. That's just
I've seen you do that a million times.
I'm not saying I've never done it.
Have you limited it lately?
He's a podium. He's a gold medal winner.
Yeah, really?
I'm bronze at best.
In my opinion, that's not restless legs. That's just like anxiety and nervous tick.
Well, whatever it
restless
was.
Legs
it
are
was
when
on display last night.
Restless legs are when you're like your leg just like kicks and like you can't.
Yeah, I don't
control
have
it in the evening. Like that's what happens.
I've got silly control of my legs.
Yeah, we had a group dinner last night.
The red beet tzatziki's in the toilet.
Yeah, it is.
Beets.
Cakes hates beets.
Beets are horrible. I don't care how you serve them. It's the world's worst vegetable.
I was surprised. I mistakenly scooped it up, and then I liked it a lot and went back for seconds.
Ugh. I'd rather take a bad beet at the poker table than eat a spoonful of that.
It was very good food.
It was very good.
The food overall
was great.
By the way,
did you like my wine that I brought? You didn't really notice.
I enjoyed the wine.
I'm bitter. I know. I disliked it out of spite because I specifically asked you if we should bring something. You said no. And then you're strolling up to the front door with a bottle of cab.
Yeah,
you made everyone look bad.
Yeah.
I meant to bring a bottle of Scotty's, but I forgot.
I thought he was going to bring some vodka. Yeah. And I can't come to a house party.
I know, but I specifically asked you yesterday.
I felt like.
All right. We got to get out of here.
I don't know.
Everybody enjoy the game.
I had to look out for stuff.
B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.